Head of the University of Ghana Business School, Professor Godfred Bookman, says Ghana has not fully recovered from the election excesses of 2012. Because of that, the country continues to grow below its potential. Analyzing President Akufo-Addo's maiden State of the Nation address, particularly on the economy, on DTV's current affairs program Talking Point last night, Professor Bookman said there is a need for government to signal to the world market that the country is ready to come out of its economic problems.
When you even look at our debt to GDP ratio alone, it may not suggest panic. After all, I mean, that ratio is historical in nature. I mean, because in finance, we borrow against future cash flow. But that also tells you the burden, your debt burden also. How hard would it be to pay off all your debt if you're using 1 year's output? But if you also look at it in terms of other indicators of debt sustainability, you realize that it is not favorable for Ghana when you look at it in terms of debt service to revenue ratio, present value of debt to export ratio to revenue and all of that. It doesn't look good. So it means that we are more vulnerable to even global financial conditions. And okay, and a worsening rollover risk is what we are faced today. If you want to know the reality, if you look at how much we're actually spending out of our tax revenue just to service our debt, that itself tells you that we are not in a comfortable situation. Because that itself, if you are spending more than 10 billion, and I'm sure by the end of this year, we'll spend more than 14 billion cedis just to service our debt. That itself is going to crowd our priority spending. Of course, we are a country, lower middle income country, where our tax effort should be about 25%, but we are doing less than that. So that itself has some funding gap. So I think that what the MPP has to do is to also decide maybe how much of the past wrong do they want us to do and how they intend addressing that. Okay, so we have to be able to signal to the market that we are up to it. We are putting in place the right measures and all of that. And I was happy the president talked about the fact that the detail, the strategies and all of that will come out in the bag. Because the reality is that, you know, negative news doesn't help in terms of the volatility of the currency as well. Because negative news exerts greater volatility in the market compared to positive news of the same magnitude. Okay, so the more negative news we churn out has implication in terms of the economic uncertainty and all of that. So probably there are certain things that we should be able to resolve behind the scenes, and then we move forward.
Head of the University of Ghana Business School, Professor Godfred Bookman. Contributing to the program, the MP for Bwasi West, Kweku Kwarteng, noted that since 2011, economic growth has consistently decreased due to the country's high indebtedness. He attributed this to poor management of the economy.
Well, when the indebtedness are created and the producers of power want money to go and buy crude so that they can produce more, they say, you see, if you don't pay me, I can't buy crude. Yeah. And then it leads to this. So sometimes what has happened is that government finds some money from somewhere, and then you go and give it to these producers, they buy crude oil, and then they can pour out for some time. But because you have not dealt with the underlying problems, you are never going to be able to have sufficient money to deal with all these. And that is why we think that the way to go is to comprehensively deal with this. But in the meantime, we recognize that because as a government, our strategies are based on private sector growth. In fact, if you look at all our literature, and some of us believe in it to the bone, that an economy will do well only if you can help the private sector do well. I don't believe in government getting into business and doing all kinds of things. It doesn't lead to economic growth.
Okay.
So if you hold a strategy like that, then you are not in a position to have the kind of power crisis that we have seen in recent years. So as a government, I'm sure we'll put in whatever it takes. We will do whatever it takes to deal with this power outages.
Okay.
And then we will take a more comprehensive view at the systemic problems and deal with these dooms of problems.
But quickly, just quickly, is VRA that attractive to be put on the stock market or the stock exchange? Well, people would like to really invest into a company like this?
We will look
with the debt that VRA really owns.
We'll have to make it attractive. If it may not be attractive because of its indebtedness, you may need to ring fence the debt and say this one government will take over. Whatever it takes to sort the system out, we will need to do that.
Okay.
And when we say we would reform these SOEs in the energy sector, we really mean it, because we recognize that our strategy depends so much on the energy sector.